Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 and, more importantly, we're making it feel human, unstable, and emotionally charged. Not like a neat little loop sitting politely in the background, but like a psychological trigger, the kind of ARP that hints at motion before the drop, stays alive in the breakdown, and then comes back just dirty enough to make people look up and go, wait, run that back. The goal here is rewind-worthy energy. So we're working in the atmospheres lane of DNB production, but this is still advanced enough to matter in the drop. We want something that can live above drums and sub without clogging the mix, and we want it to feel played, not programmed to death. In jungle and darker drum and bass, that controlled imperfection is everything. If the harmonic layer is too static, the tune feels mechanical. If it's too busy, it fights the drums. So the sweet spot is controlled movement with a little danger in it. Let's start with the source sound. Create a new MIDI track and load up Wavetable or analog. You want a tone with enough harmonic content to survive filtering and resampling, but not something so massive it already sounds finished. Think saw wave, maybe the pulse or square layer, a little detune, and a filter that's doing some of the personality work. A good starting point is a saw on oscillator 1, a slightly detuned pulse or square on oscillator 2, and just a small amount of unison. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. You're not building a super saw anthem here. Keep it mid-forward, keep it focused, and let the sound feel like it wants to be shaped. Set the amp envelope fairly short too. Fast attack, medium short decay, moderate sustain, and a fairly quick release. The reason is simple. At DNB tempos, everything gets exposed fast. Long tails can smear into the drums, especially once the break and sub are in. So we want a source that can stay punchy and carve nicely into an ARP. Now write a small phrase. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make the ARP too melodic, too scale runny, too full. For this kind of jungle atmosphere, less is more. Write a 1 or 2 bar motif in a minor key. Just 3 to 5 notes if you can get away with it. Root, minor 3rd. 5th, maybe a 7th, maybe a 9th or 11th if you want that slightly uneasy color. The idea is not to give the listener a complete melody, it's to imply one. Let the phrase feel like it could resolve, but don't let it fully relax. That tension is what keeps the ear listening. Also, don't make every note the same length. Even before we add humanization, the clip should already feel like somebody played it. Use a little variation in note lengths. Let one note hang a little. Let another clip early, and maybe let the final note change on bar 2 so the loop has a reason to keep going. Now let's decide how we're generating the motion. You can use Ableton's Arpeggiator, or you can manually program the motion yourself. For this kind of line, both approaches work, but manual often wins because it lets you shape the phrase around the drums and bass later. If you use Arpeggiator, start around 1/16 or 1/32, gate somewhere in the middle, maybe 35-65% depending on how plucky you want it. Try up, converge, or even random if you want a little instability. Retrigger on if you want the phrase to reset tightly. Hold off if you want it to feel more like a live performance. If you're building a breakdown bed that needs to sustain, you can turn hold on, but watch that it doesn't get too mechanical. A nice advanced move is to automate rate or gate across sections. For example, a breakdown might sit on 1/16 with a more open gate, then the pre-drop could tighten into 1/32 and get clipped a little harder, and then the drop returns to 1/16 but with enough bite to feel punchier. That change in motion alone can make the arrangement feel like it's breathing. Now for the big one, humanization. This is the core of the lesson, because a rewind-worthy ARP should feel like it's being pushed and pulled slightly, not stamped perfectly on the grid. Open the groove pool and test a subtle swing or MPC-style groove. Don't go extreme. We're not trying to turn the ARP into a drunken mess. Just enough movement to break the machine feeling. Try groove amount somewhere around 15-35%. Then go in manually and offset a few notes by tiny amounts. A few milliseconds early, a few milliseconds late. Not evenly though. That's the important part. Readal feel is asymmetric. Push one note late, pull the next one early, then leave a pair dead on the grid. That contrast is what tricks the ear into hearing performance. Do the same with note length. Shorten some repeated notes by 10-25%. Let 1 or 2 overlap slightly. Let 1 or 2 end a little too soon. You're creating flicker. You want it to feel like a player with breath, not a pattern generator with infinite stamina. Velocity matters too. Strong notes can live around 95-120. Supporting notes can sit lower, maybe 60-90. Ghost notes can drop even further, 20-50. If every note is equally loud, the line feels flat. If every note is equally humanized, it still feels fake. The goal is unevenness with intention. Now shape the tone. After the instrument, add autofilter and saturator. Those two alone can do a lot of heavy lifting. Autofilter gives you movement and tension. Saturator gives you density and a little grime. If you want more spectral motion, you can add chorus ensemble or phaser flanger carefully, but don't overdo it. Too much modulation and the arp stops sounding dangerous and starts sounding washed out. For the filter, start with a low pass and place the cutoff wherever the roll of the arp needs it. If it's sitting in the background, keep it lower. If it's meant to read as a lead atmosphere, open it more. Add just a bit of resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, and use the envelope amount subtly if you want each note to flick open on attack. Then saturate it lightly. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder by accident. If you want a little more jungle grime, you can add a very subtle redux or roar if your Live 12 setup has it, but stay disciplined. We want texture, not destruction. One of the most effective tricks here is automation. Slowly open the filter over 8, 16, or 32 bars. In the breakdown, the arp can start dim and narrow, then gradually open up and get more resonant as you approach the drop. That builds anticipation without needing a giant riser. It feels musical, not generic. Now let's get into the part that really gives it identity, resampling. Create an audio track and route the arp into it, or use resampling. Record a few bars while you automate the filter, maybe a little delay feedback, maybe the note density if you're using device-driven arp motion. Once it's audio, treat it like a sample. This is where the old-school jungle energy comes in. Slice the best bar into simpler, or work with warp markers manually. Reverse the last half bar. Create a 1-beat pickup into the drop. Stutter a 1/8 or 1/16 fragment. Lower one chopped piece by a semitone or two if you want a little drop in tension. That's the point where it starts feeling rewind-worthy, because now the motif returns with a new shape. The listener recognizes it, but it's been transformed. That return is what makes the drop feel like an event instead of just another loop. And don't underestimate silence. A tiny gap before the final downbeat can hit harder than another note. In jungle, the ear fills in the missing space, and that makes the next hit feel huge. Now let's build the atmosphere around it. Because this is an atmosphere's lesson, the arp should live in a space, not float naked. Set up a couple of sends. One could be echo with filtered repeats and modest feedback. The other could be hybrid reverb with a darker, longer decay. For the reverb, keep the low end out with a low cut, and don't let the high end get too harsh. You want the arp to sound like it's in a room or a tunnel, not smeared into fog. For echo, use dotted 1/8 or 1/4 timing, moderate feedback, subtle wobble if needed, and heavily filter the repeats so the delay becomes a shadow of the original phrase. And here's a really useful arrangement trick. Make the arp bigger in the breakdown, then tighter and drier in the drop. That size shift is huge in drum and bass. The audience feels it instantly. Wide and hazy in the intro, focused and mean in the drop. Same motif, different emotional function. Let's talk arrangement. Think in 8, 16, and 32 bar phrases. Don't just let the arp loop forever. Use it like a DJ tool. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are filtered and atmospheric. Bars 9 to 16 open up and start hinting at the drums. Bars 17 to 24 bring in bass tension. Bars 25 to 32 hit the full drop. And now the arp becomes a chop-top layer instead of the main emotional driver. That's a strong formula. And if you want a rewind moment, automate a sudden stop or tape-style cut before the drop, then bring in a reverse tail or a pitched pickup. That kind of interruption creates expectation, and expectation is what makes the return hit hard. Now, mix discipline. This part is non-negotiable in D&B. Add utility. Keep your low end under control. If the arp has any unnecessary bass content, get rid of it. High pass it earlier than you think. Somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the sound is a good place to start. If the arp is fighting the snare or hats, carve out some space in the 2.5 to 5 kHz area. If it needs more air, a gentle shelf above 8 or 10 kHz can help, but only if the source deserves it. Width is another place where people get reckless. Don't overwiden the core unless you know exactly why you're doing it. A width range of about 70 to 120% is often enough for the top layer. If the track gets dense, pull it in. The drums and bass need to own the foreground. If the arp jumps too much, use a little compression. Not a lot. A 2:1 ratio, medium attack, moderate release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. The line should breathe, but it shouldn't stab your mix bus. Here's a pro move. Build two arp personalities. One version can be wide, airy, and hazy, perfect for the breakdown. The second can be darker, narrower, and more broken, perfect for the drop. Same motif, different identity. That way the listener hears continuity without feeling repetition fatigue. You can also use subtle pitch drift, tiny oscillator fine-tune movement, very slow modulation, just enough instability to make it feel sampled or slightly worn. Keep it subtle. If you can hear the wobble as a big effect, it's too much. Another great trick is to automate the filter like a performance control, not a giant sweep. Small nudges, little closes, quick resonance peaks. It should feel like somebody is riding the knob in real time. That hand on the controls energy is a big part of what makes a jungle ARP feel alive. And if you really want a great transition, exploit rhythmic omission. Remove the expected first hit of a bar, or skip the final note before the drop. The gap creates tension, and the tension makes the return bigger. So here's the workflow I'd actually recommend as a practice exercise.